Sagt der Hilge Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bekorin Perik Gimel Mishnah Yod. Rabbi Shimon Eim, Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosh Midas Bekorin. There are three different Madregas when it comes to Bekorin. First, HaBekorin, there's the Bekorin, the actual fruit that the owner picks. He goes out, he sees some of the Shevet Saminim, it starts to ripen, like we learned earlier. He ties the Gemi around it, and those are the fruits that are going to be Bekorin. Then there's V'Toysefes HaBekorin. He adds some more to the original Bikurim. When? Zakta Batanura Bishas Lakitas HaBikurim, at the time of the harvesting. Let's say he picked his Te'ena to do Bikurim with, or a cluster of grapes, but while he does the actual harvesting, he adds some more Te'enim, or some more Hanavim, more figs, more grapes. And then there's a third thing called V'Itur HaBikurim. These are the nice peres that surround the basket, and that's the hidur mitzvah, the decorative bikurim. What happens with Tosefes HaBikurim and Itur HaBikurim? Like the bikurim themselves, it goes to the kayan. And like the bikurim themselves, it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah, Tosefes HaBikurim has to be min b'minay. If you're adding bikurim, it has to be from the same type. So if you take your fig, let's say that's bikurim, you have to add more figs. If you take your cluster of grapes, you have to add more grapes. But the iter habikurim, the decorative bikurim, that could be min b'she'enamin, even not the same type. You can decorate a basket of grapes with figs, or a basket of bikurim figs with grapes. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Tosefes habikurim nechales b'tahara. The Tosefes habikurim has to be eaten when you're tahar. Actually, when you're tahar and the pears themselves have to be tahar. Vaitrezak to Mishnah p'turim and admai. If a kohen was mekabel bikurim from an am haaretz, he does not have to give maisres from the tosefes habikurim. Bikurim itself is pater on trumasim maisres. So our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that on the tosefes habikurim, what he adds, you also have this same pitur. The kiddush of bikurim is chal on it, and therefore it's pater on demai. Whereas v'itra bikurim chayiv b'demai. A kohen that was mekabel bikurim from an am haaretz would be mechuyif to take of maisres from the decorative bikurim that he gets. So let me ask you something. What about a kayan who gets vadai tevel? Demai means he received it from an amor, so we're not 100% sure that he took off maisis. What if we know for a fact it's vadai tevel? Because when you take something from an amor, there's a good chance that he did take off maisis. As a matter of fact, like we have seen many times, roiv amiransim took off maisis. So l'choyritz mashma from our Mishnah with the sefes habikurim, that it's pater on demai, if you're not sure, but if you know for sure that it's tevel, you have to take off maisres. However, if you take a look in the Melecha Shloime here, so he brings a Tosefta, which is brought down in the Yerushalmi, there really would be pater even on vadai tevel, with bikurim, even if you know for sure, then no trumasi maisres were taken from it. You don't have to take off any maisres. So why then does the Mishnah say just the pturim and admai? Because the Mishnah wants to tell me a chiddush, so when it comes to the iter habikurim, the decorative bikurim, not only would you have to take off the maisres if it's vadai tevel, but even for demai, you would have to separate the proper maisres. But if you take a look in the Tiferes Yisrael, you'll see he brings different paiskim that say no. Teich the words of the Mishnah kipshutai. The tosefes habikurim is pater and demai, if you get the peiros from an am haaretz, but if you know for sure that it's vadai tevel, not just I took off my amoritz, I'm not sure whether you took off maisris, then you would be mechuyev to separate. The kohen would have to separate the proper maisris from the tosefes habikurim. So that's a machlokes. But either way, the Mishnah concludes, iter habikurim is vadei chayev v'demai. There's no kiddush of bikurim on it at all. Now, what's the din about having to be tar when you eat iter habikurim? Mishnah doesn't say anything about it. Because if we take a look at our Mishnah again, so our Mishnah began, Rav Shimon told us, you have these three levels, you have Bikurim themselves, that's what he marks off as Bikurim, then you add some to it, when you're harvesting it, that's the Tosefes HaBikurim, then you have the decorative peiros around the basket. So you told me about the Tosefes HaBikurim, has to be min b'minay, you can only add figs to figs, let's say, and grapes to grapes, whereas the decorative Bikurim can be something else. Could be figs for grapes or grapes for figs. And then you tell me that the Tosefes HaBikurim has to be eaten b'tahara, but you never said what the din is with Iter HaBikurim, whether it has to be eaten b'tahara or not. So here too, you can look at the Mefarshim And they say it's mashma that Itar Abikurim does have to be eaten b'tahara. Tosefes Abikurim is pater and demai. That means that if a kohen gets his Tosefes Abikurim from an Am Haaretz, he does not have to separate Meiser from the Tosefes Abikurim. Whereas Itar Abikurim is chayiv in demai. If a kohen gets these decorative peiros that decorate the Bikurim basket from an Am Haaretz, he does have to separate Meisers according to the halachis of demai.